This is the CBET Daily Text. First word, last word, God's word. Carpool Catechesis. Psalm 18, 1 and 2. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Consider this. You've heard of carpool karaoke, the practice made famous by late night talk host James Corden. How about carpool catechesis? It's something I stumbled onto as a young parent. As our kids aged out of bedtime routines and rituals, we had to find new ways to try and sow the Word of God into their lives. In other words, at what other points in their lives did I have them as captive audience? It became the car ride to school. Every day on the way to school, I would try to lead them in saying the Apostles' Creed, praying the Lord's Prayer, and antiphonally reciting the Beatitudes in the 23rd Psalm. Or at least one of these things, depending on the day and who had put off studying for their test until the car ride to school. Anyhow, the last thing I would say to them as they exited the car was the first line of Psalm 18. I would say, I love you, O Lord. And they would say, my strength. Then I would tell them that I love them by name. As they got older, I had to abbreviate the last part by saying LML, short for Love My Lily, to which she would reply LMD, short for Love My Dad. On the off chance that one of their friends might hear these verbal exchanges as the doors opened and closed on the minivan. I digress. My youngest, Sam, 16, gets his driver's license this Tuesday, which will bring this long season of carpool catechesis to an end. I'm happy, sad about this. In so many ways, I have come up short as a parent. My children are not paragons of the Christian faith. I wish I had more time. As I reflect back, it occurs to me that I'm not confident in my parenting at all. I am confident in the Word of God. And I know this Word has been sown into their lives in ways that largely participated with their willingness, even if at times only passively. Time will tell. Here's one regret. I wish I had gotten to verse 2 of Psalm 18. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Look at the sheer layering going on here. Count them. 7 brilliant, visceral images stacked upon each other like stones, crafting the very imagery he speaks of as he speaks it. In fact, David is singing these words out to God and the world. Rock, fortress, deliverer, refuge, shield, salvation, stronghold. Even more impressive to me is his use of another term. He uses it 8 times. See if you can find the word I'm referring to. The prayer. Yes, I love you, O Lord, my strength. You are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. You are my rock in whom I take refuge. You are my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Jesus, I want this my to become stronger and more real in the year ahead. Holy Spirit, would you lead me into all of these places in ways more real than ever before? I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The question, how might you immerse in this word from Psalm 18? Might it be your my text for 2022? I'm thinking of making it my second word. And P.S., there's still time, not much more, but yet a day, to register for our How to Read the Bible Better course. We'll begin tomorrow night, Monday. There's still time to jump in. You can register at the link in the day's email. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.